on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us this morning from our sister station, The Fanatic, Jason Mertidis is here. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Mark DiBella. How are you?
I am fine, Mark Mertidis. Actually, Mark Mertidis actually kind of works.
Can I change that? And I am a walking advertisement for tattoos.
By the way, are you still doing, with the season over, are you still doing flyers daily?
I am indeed, yes.
The podcast? Yeah. How do people get that?
You go right to iTunes or wherever you consume your podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. It's on all those different services. Mm-hmm. Check it out. And, it's a lot of fun, even though it's the off season.
Because you got a lot of time to fill.
Yes, I do.
Did the team just help you out and give you some scouts to talk to?
Yeah, this is Scouts Week. They're guys that we never hear from. You know, in sports, they always say, John, well, the scouts like this guy, or well, the scouts really didn't like this guy. But you never hear the scouts say it.
Say it, right? Okay.
So I asked for the scouts, and they said, okay.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So we'll hear directly from the NHL scouts in advance of the draft, which is coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
All right, next week. Because
next week, yes.
Tuesday and Wednesday this week, we kind of got past them.
I'm looking to start over, as the Eagles should be looking to do.
Well, before we get to them, let's get to the game of the week. New England, Kansas City, Chiefs favored by 7. What are you going to do here?
Yeah, this is such an interesting game to me because the Patriots, you know, they have the 2-1 record. They beat Miami in week 1. They beat Vegas. They lose to Seattle on the road. They're going back out on the road again. But, boy, the number this week at 7 is a tough one for me when it comes to New England. And I have to go with the Patriots here. I'm going to take the Patriots. I'll lay the touchdown. I usually don't like to lay a touchdown in any game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that theme in these picks this week.
Yeah,
but
I'm noticing that. I'm noticing you've got this 7-point theme going on today.
Yeah, well, sometimes things are unavoidable, and maybe it's lucky sevens, and my picks will start to turn a bit here. But you know, when I look at this game, I go, okay, can KC lay the 7?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to feel comfortable with it. So I'm actually going to take the Pats to plus the 7. I don't know if they win the game. I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take the Bill Belichick in 7 points. It's not Belichick-Brady in 7 points.
Right.
But it's Belichick in 7 points. So I'll take the plus 7 on the road at Arrowhead.
All right. Lock of the week. I can't believe that Atlanta is in a lock of the week. But
that's
why. I guess that's why they're in it. It's Atlanta at Green Bay. The Packers, once again, a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, this one I'm not afraid to lay. Because look, when you look at these two teams, the number one team in the NFL in points scored through the first 3 weeks is the Green Bay Packers. They have scored 122 points.
Oh, wow.
The team that has given up the second most amount of points in the NFL, how about the Atlanta Falcons at 108?
Oh, whoa. God.
Look at the offense and opportunity in this game. You know, Atlanta, I made a decision to help my picks. Pick against the teams that suck. Atlanta sucks. So I'm picking against Atlanta. The game's almost too good not to play, so I'll lay the points. I'll lay the Packers with the minus 7. They're going to put up a ton here. The total's another play if you want to mess with that. If you're a guy that likes to play on the totals, it's 57.5. It's really high.
Wow.
But not when you have the number one offense in the NFL. Look, the Falcons actually put up points, too. So the total's in play.
Yeah, but only in
well.
The first half. In the second half, they start to erase them.
It's a good point.
And lastly, favored by 7 points is the 49ers over the Eagles. What are you going to do?
Well, like the Atlanta game, I'm going to not pick the team that sucks. Sorry, Eagle fans. when you tie Cincinnati, to me, tying the Bengals is worse than losing to the Bengals.
Yeah, totally. Saying that. Totally.
It's just a perception standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm. Psychologically, yeah.
You're 0-2-1. You haven't shown any ability to really get your legs under you. Guys, they had practice yesterday, and they had one wide receiver available in practice. One wide receiver to throw to for Carson Wentz.
I was watching that on the news last night, and I'm like, really?
You had to rewind it.
And he's a child.
Exactly. And you probably rewound the news and said, did I hear that right? They have huge rosters. And everybody wants to blame the quarterback, and he hasn't been good. but the coaching has been horrible. And the GM, if he's cooking your dinner, don't eat because he's not getting you any of the ingredients. The 49ers are a 2-1 football team. They're a good team. They had a hiccup in week one against Arizona. No more hiccups here. They just got back and they played the two New York teams, the Jets and the Giants, who stink, and they spanked them. And they also stayed in West Virginia for the week. They're probably pretty angry. So I'll take the 49ers going back home after West Virginia cooking for a week, and I'll take them, and I'll lay the 7 points against the Eagles.
All right, so the game of the week, New England and Kansas City, the Chiefs favored by 7, and you're taking the Patriots, the lock of the week. It's New England, Kansas City. Atlanta, yep. Green Bay is the lock of the week. The Packers are a 7-point favorite, and you're taking the Packers. On the Eagles game against the 49ers, you're taking the Niners. There are Jason's picks. Of course, we will talk to him next week. He'll be on the air tomorrow on the Fanatic. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thank you, Jason, for being here.
See you, boys.
Eagles won so long ago. Now we play San Francisco. I know we're just coming off a tie. Wanna hear the bell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.